know, big tech is not satisfied silencing online platforms like Twitter and Facebook and censoring people there. No, no. Big tech wants a lot more than that. They'd like to shut me down, too. Make no mistake. People like me, we don't drink the Kool-Aid. We're not involved with the orthodoxy of liberalism and progressivism. So, therefore, we're expendable in the conversation. They don't like what I have to say. Joining me here today, James Bowers, Creative Director and Senior Vice President at Berman & Company. James, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, I know you're in the orbit just beyond the reach of the swamp, but you can smell the swamp gas from where you sit in Virginia. And so you get a pretty good waft of what's going on in the world, like the Fairness Doctrine, like targeting people on conservative radio and television like myself who have a message that the left deems dangerous. Although, I don't know what's dangerous about saying I like this country. I love this country. I like the Constitution. I love what it stands for. I love the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression and the liberty of being able to express my religion. But all of those things are anathema to what they want to push at us. And so I am a target, and people like me are a target, aren't we?
Absolutely. And it's really scary to see how much power just a few big tech companies can wield over the whole marketplace of speech and ideas. And I think that they have seen what they could do, and there hasn't been much of a consequence. There hasn't been the outrage that I would hope to see. And so I think they're feeling more emboldened, and now they want to they've been making noise, as you said, to go after people on talk radio, to go after television channels that they don't like. And if Comcast, Verizon, AT&T decide that they can do the same thing that Amazon, Apple, and Google have done, then we're in real trouble.
Well, here's the thing. Why is it that all of the big media is controlled by people with just about the same ideology? Why are there not big conservative media companies? Why doesn't Elon Musk, who's been very critical of Facebook and Twitter and the big tech people of Silicon Valley, or somebody like him out there saying, wait a second, we've got half of America, 150 million people that would watch and listen and sign into this social media platform or watch these networks. Why is that segment of the society not being serviced the way it should be? Why are we just being targeted to be silenced?
Well, I think that we will start seeing some of that activity. But who'd have thought, 5 years ago that you would have to choose a conservative web hosting company? I mean, normally in our normal marketplace, you've choose the web hosting company that has great service, good prices, and you can get on the line for customer support, et cetera. But now we're having to see that to get some of these basic services, I hadn't thought when I went out to buy a new mobile phone, I didn't think, well, geez, I should make sure this mobile phone company supports my conservative values.
Right.
And so therefore, I should choose based on my ideology. You know, you chose because the phone had the features you liked, the prices you liked. And it's actually a really sad situation where we're now trying to have to look at our technology and our consumer purchases with an eye towards ideology. And I think that you're right. Some of these tech companies, the conservative folks, are going to have to step in and create options for people if the current options have decided that their ideology is more important than providing service to their customers. I mean, if you were Parler, for example, and Amazon, they were a big customer of Amazon. They had a lot of server space. They needed a situation or help with things.
Right.
And Amazon dropped them. Rock.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you. Here's the thing. So, these big companies can just go through and say, we don't like this station or this station. But what the left doesn't seem to understand, James, and I know you do, is when they run out of targets over here, they keep looking for new targets to say you have to pass the purity test. And the purity test gets ever more stringent. And you have to be ever more, aligned and adhering to the guidelines of the progressives, because if you don't, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, she's clearly blackballed, even though she has been a Democrat and a liberal for most of her life. She's somebody that would never pass muster as an example, right? And so it's going to be one network after another. Soon it'll be, more mainstream networks like Fox News will be gone. and then it'll be, you know, whoever. I mean, it just doesn't end, does it?
No, it doesn't end. And, you know, there's a real chilling effect. If, let's say, you have a guest on your show who has said something previously that then has gotten them kicked off of Twitter or kicked off of Facebook, you may think to yourself, geez, do I want to have that guest back on for an interview for fear that I will lose my investment in those platforms?
Need to vet the guest. So, James, let me ask you, have you been kicked off Twitter or Facebook or? Everything all right, James?
I haven't yet, but I'm also not investing a huge amount of time anymore because I know that that's a possibility.
Well, right, I'm being somewhat facetious, but the truth about it, you make a valid point. Well, you had a guest on your program, and he's a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He's a Nazi, because that's the natural inclination. When you have no logical argument to present, then you just smear people and you tar and feather them or whatever, right? And so there you go. So I guess I'll tell the producers we'll need to vet people a little harder, because that's what they try to do. Guilt by association. Well, you had somebody in your program who said this, and they could have said it after they were on your program. Well, you should have known that they were going to say it. It's all absolute garbage. The fact of the matter is, we live in America. The freedom of speech is the foundational principle, should continue to be. And yet here we are having these arguments, James, and it's frightening to me. So here's, got a couple of minutes left. How do we protect these networks? How do we protect talk radio and television that I do for a living here and that other folks do, to give a message out there that doesn't line up with the Green New Deal and welfare checks for everybody? People that oppose that kind of thinking, how do we protect ourselves and others?
Well, you know, I believe in the free market and normally don't look at regulation as an answer for anything. You know, big government doesn't right. really help solve things. But I do think that when it comes to some of these tech issues where there isn't for instance, the Facebook platform or Twitter has some protections under the law so that they don't get sued for libel, or they aren't held liable for the things people say on their platform. I think that if the government's going to provide some of that protection, they also are required to lay down their censorship in a fair and balanced manner.
I think censorship has no place.
You can't.
Yeah, no place at all. Not in a fair and balanced manner, because the arbiters, you know, those who decide what is fake news and what is not, no, sir. The consumer shall decide. I'm with you. The free market should decide. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think that your listeners, your viewers, need to still contact their legislators and let them know that they believe that this is not how America should work. This is not how a level playing field works, and that they are opposed to this. I know that we have a democratically controlled Congress, but people still need to let them know that this is an issue that they're concerned about.
Yes.
So I would encourage people to reach out to their legislators and say that free speech is important, and whether or not that free speech is guaranteed by the Constitution, it should still be
whether
fair
or not the Democrats pay attention to that. Yeah, I agree with you. James Bowers, Creative Director and Senior Vice President, Berman & Company. James, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yes, good conversation. I'm going to be here as long as this microphone is here and this camera is here. We're all going to be here. We don't give up. We'll be right back.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute. He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding? Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.